Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tropical storm Isaias threatens the East Coast. We have the story.
One man is dead after a motorcycle truck crash southwest of Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Fort Riley is getting a new commander this month. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Usually when you step outdoors this time of the morning, we have that hot, humid, muggy feeling, but not today. Cooler air has certainly settled in, keeping our temperature running about 10 degrees below average. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Tropical storm Isaias made a pass off Florida's east coast Sunday, heading north. Senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown with the National Hurricane Center says the storm may intensify before reaching land.
Near where it makes landfall in either South or North Carolina is likely to experience the strongest winds, and we do have a hurricane watch out for portion of that area, as the system could become a hurricane before it reaches the coast.
Tropical storm warnings are in effect from Florida to Virginia.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says a man has died following a motorcycle crash at 9:30 last night. It happened near K-42 and Tyler Road. One person was pinned in a vehicle for a time but refused medical treatment. Investigators say both the motorcycle and the truck were driving eastbound on K-42 when they crashed. The name of the deceased has not been released.
Wichita police are investigating the shooting death of a 19-year-old man.
It happened at approximately 12:50 a.m. Saturday in the 600 block of North Pinecrest. Officers responding to the call found Andreas Carlisle of Wichita dead in the street. WPD officer Charlie Davidson says the shooting is not considered a random incident, and officers are investigating all the circumstances. Details about a possible suspect in the shooting have not been released. If you have any additional information on this case, you're asked to call police. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police arrested 57-year-old David Staley of Wichita on a charge of second-degree murder after a weekend stabbing in East Wichita. This happened early Sunday at a home in the 2300 block of South Pinecrest. Police say following a house party, an argument developed between Staley and his nephew, 34-year-old Ryan Spate. Staley stabbed Spate, who died at the scene. The case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office.
Negotiations are ongoing about continuing unemployment help for families, and that aid lapsed on Friday.
Both sides have labeled the discussions as productive, but White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on CBS Face the Nation said Republicans had a plan on the Senate floor to extend the benefit.
Senator Schumer and his Democrat colleagues blocked that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week says Democrats are standing firm on keeping benefits where they were.
We have been for the $600. They have a $200 proposal, which does not meet the needs of America's working families.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Negotiations are expected to continue today.
The Army's Fort Riley in Kansas will get a new commander later this month.
Major General Douglas A. Sims will assume command of Fort Riley, Kansas, and its 1st Infantry Division, which is known as the Big Red One, on August 14th, officials said Sunday. Sims is a 1991 graduate of the U.S. Military Academy who has deployed several times to Iraq and Afghanistan. He will take over for Major General John Koloszewski, who relinquished command of Fort Riley Saturday, so he could take over command of the Army's 5th Corps, which is based in Fort Knox, Kentucky. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Chiefs radio announcer Mitch Holtus live from training camp coming up in sports.
Former Sedgwick County Commissioner Carl Peterjohn talks about Saving Century 2 Coalition petition. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Thousands of people are under evacuation orders after a wildfire in mountains east of Los Angeles exploded in size as crews battle flames in triple-digit heat. The blaze in Riverside County has consumed more than 31 square miles of dry brush and timber. There's zero containment. One home and two outbuildings have been destroyed. No injuries reported.
Carl Peterjohn with the Save Century 2 Coalition tells KNSS News there were more than 17,000 signatures on the petition to save Century 2.
Collected by over 400 petitioners, we needed 12,554, and that's in process with the election commissioner. Of course, they're busy with the primary, so they haven't completed that task yet.
The city of Wichita has since filed suit challenging the validity of the petition. Peterjohn says Wichitans from all over the political spectrum have supported the coalition. Carl Peterjohn was a guest on the John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday evenings on KNSS.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the U.S., tourists have opted to stay home. But one state is about to get a lot of visitors riding in on two wheels.
South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections in recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to attend the August 7th to August 16th rally in western South Dakota, which could make it the biggest gathering anywhere since the coronavirus pandemic started. The event will offer businesses a chance to make up losses after the downturn in tourism spending, but many residents are worried and say it shouldn't go on during a pandemic. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Have a traffic accident now, K-254 this morning and Webb Road. Webb and K-254, a traffic accident there. Watch for a traffic slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7. And 1330 KNSS, I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas, temperatures today will run almost 10 degrees below average for this time of year. Sunshine and 82 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, our low near 60. And a few clouds may drift in early on Tuesday morning. Otherwise, our high 79. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 67 degrees, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:09, almost 8:10 here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. I'd like to just take a moment to mention someone who has passed away. George Hudson has died at the age of 89. George Hudson was my high school driver's ed teacher. And I kind of took to him and he took to me in a we hit it off pretty well. He impressed upon me the importance. I already had my license, and I'd been driving and wrecked my dad's car a couple of times. And Dad says, I want you to take driver's ed. It'll reduce my insurance, yeah, and it'll teach you things. Man, my dad was a great driver. He taught me some wonderful things. But George got a hold of me, and he impressed upon me the importance of being a good driver. Great teacher. George Hudson died at the age of 89. He also... Ted was the sophomore baseball coach at West High, and so I had him as my coach for one season there. And I didn't know this until I read the obituary over the weekend, but he'd been a pretty good ball player when he was a kid. He played some semi-pro ball, and then he'd gotten into Marine Corps, and it was in Korea. So
interesting life.
Things that I didn't know about George Hudson, but I just remember him taking two or three of us on those drives around the West Side, over there around West High, and practicing, parking, parallel parking and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And
got to have a lot of patience to
came
do
up
that.
To a stop sign one day, and I stopped the stop sign at a one-way stop, and I looked to the left, and he said, whoa, where are you going? I said, well, I looked to the left. He said, It may be a one-way street, but you never know when somebody's going the wrong way.
And my driving instructor said the same
is
thing to
right?
me.
Is yep. that right?
Which I still,
terrific
obviously
advice.
We both still remember that to this day.
Yeah, terrific advice. Look both ways, even if it's a one-way street.
Even if it's a one-way street.
And taught us about the four-way stop and how to go through a, you know, what to do a stop. A good teacher. And services for him, I think, are tomorrow. And it's a, but he was one of those guys which I just hit it off with. I thought he was
very good.
Okay. All right, 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It looks like it's that time of the morning. I think old Mitch is here, ready to go, Ted. What do you think about that? Well, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs now are the world's champions in football. Did you know that? Yes,
I think I did remember that.
We are the home station here in Wichita, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, which means we get to talk with the play-by-play guy, Mitch Holdus. Go ahead, do the intro.
Well, every August we check in with Mitch daily from Chiefs training camp and find out what's going on.
You bet.
This year it's not in St. Joseph, Missouri. It's in Kansas City, but we welcome anyway our good friend Mitch Holdus to the program. Hello, Mitch.
Joe, kind of missing that place a bit. Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning,
Stephen.
Yes.
But
hey, Mitch.
I'm glad Steve brought it up because I got to remind myself every day we are the defending world champions.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, I'm going to give a shout-out, too, before we get started, to folks at American Ag Credit. They have been so phenomenal the last 5 months in particular. You know, I kid about Greg Reno a lot, his staff, but I was on a Zoom call with their staff, oh, gosh, maybe 40-some days ago, and I just seen how great they've been, particularly during uncertain times. So, agloan.com. But they've been phenomenal, just like the Chiefs have tried to. You know, we're not in St. Joe. We're in unusual circumstances. Like everybody listening to this program and you guys, and we're just trying to figure this out. But training camp is up and running and in earnest right now.
Needless to say, it's been a wild ride for the last 6 months, winning the Super Bowl and all that's happened since. But we have another season on our doorstep here.
Really crazy, Ted. I mean, the images in it was like an out-of-body experience there for 6 weeks. Of this incredible high of these, you know, comebacks and the situation being in this at the Super Bowl for a week and then winning that game the way the Chiefs did. And then I still see myself with Casey Wolf in the back of a pickup looking down Grand Avenue and just thousands and thousands and thousands of people and on the stage at Union Station. And then just a couple of weeks after that, basically a month after that, this all started to come down, and then the emergency on March the 15th, and we basically have been shut down, kind of different. But the National Football League is going to do everything they can to have a season to avoid what's happened in Major League Baseball and be more like what's happened in, I guess, the NHL is doing okay, and the NBA is doing okay, and the MLS. The Chiefs have gone to exhaustive measures, Steve and Ted, to make sure their environment is a – as Rick Burkholder, our athletic trainer and VP for athletic performance, has set a biosphere. And I can't tell you how hard, Ted, people have worked to make a setup, a biosphere, if you will, for our players to stay safe, be safe, work out, get ready to go for a season and defend their title, but in a proper environment to prevent picking up COVID or spreading COVID.
I'm proud to tell you we were the first team to get approved with our EIDR, our infectious disease emergency response document. So that document had to be approved by the NFL first. Then it went on to infectious disease people at Duke. And then it got approved by the NFLPA. And the only way that gets approved so quickly is because this organization is a team. And I will stand here today and tell you, us being in the Super Bowl and facing adversity in the playoffs and banding together as an organization and experiencing the week in Miami absolutely helped me, this organization, and my team be able to accomplish what we accomplished in the last 9 weeks to provide an environment that we think is as safe as possible for these players, coaches, staff, and all of our families.
Certainly it has to be a daunting task, though, even being prepared to try to handle something like this, and every team's going through it.
But here's what Rick is saying, Ted. The Chiefs coming from 24 points down, 10 points down, 10 yeah. points down to win by 20. Okay, that same approach, fervor, attention to detail, perseverance is showing up now in these last 5 months. I'm going to tell you who's been awesome and he's been behind the scenes, has been Andy Reid. And with Rick Burkholder, a guy named Mitch Reynolds that nobody knows, but he's an absolute star. Here's what's happened, guys. The Chiefs have become the prototype for the NFL in their setup and how they're handling this. All 31 teams have been recommended by the league and the National Football League Players Association, very different here, to say, look at the Chiefs. Because their IDER, the emergency, or the Infectious Disease Emergency Response, was the first to be approved, and the PA passed it with flying colors. And you know how the PA was very concerned and interested, obviously, the 2 to 3 weeks before camp began.
It's an example of the, just taking things seriously and going about the hard business of getting things done. It's been kind of the Chiefs' attitude for the last several years, right?
It has been, and with excellent people who are willing to work together. No egos, no polarized opinions. Let's figure this out. We may not agree right now, but let's figure out on something we can agree to get to the right spot. And whether that's been on the field or off the field, that's why Rick was saying it. It's why the Chiefs won that Super Bowl. But now they're trying to run it back, but do it in a much different environment, in a different way. I'm going to recommend a couple of things here that if people can, all they have to do is go to YouTube, search YouTube, Defending the Kingdom Chiefs, and you'll find a whole bunch of podcasts that I do with Sean Barber. The only reason I'm telling you that, and this is something to listen to on the drive home, or if they're out in the pickup or driving the tractor or whatever, it's about a 27-minute podcast. But really focus in on the last 15 minutes, because Rick talks about procedures, attitudes, and Steve, this isn't about somebody's political persuasion or some advantage that somebody's going to get if this COVID continues or doesn't continue. He gets into what has to happen for the Kansas City Chiefs to succeed in the NFL, to have a season. And it becomes actually a gateway for all of us to rethink about how we're going to approach this. So we can have schools open. We can play football games on Friday nights. We can have concerts. And we can go to the school play. All of that, we all know how vital it is. But Rick goes in to just some really basic but powerful things in the last 12 to 13, 14 minutes of that podcast, where I simply just ask one or two questions and let him fly. The other one would be, if you're also on YouTube, go to the Chiefs page on YouTube and look at a tour that Mark Donovan, the president, had with Burkholder to show you what's happened in our facility and what they've done to make that a biosphere. It's fascinating, but it's also something that can affect every one of us and our families. It's a great example. I'm proud of these guys, man. I'm proud of them.
Yeah, and I suppose there's always the camp of people that is going to complain and say, this is a distraction, I can't handle this. But the other side of that coin is people that embrace it, people that say, this is what the reality is for 2020, and still go out and perform and do the things they need to do to excel like they have in any circumstance.
Here's the deal, though, now with the Chiefs, Ted, and I know that I talk about American Ag Credit, but their attitude and how Greg and his folks approach it is the attitude of the Chiefs. There's very little, if any, complaining. One, you're going to stand out and probably not going to last long.
Right.
Two, instead of complaining, it's figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's all work together to figure this out. And it's really impressive and a great example to me. But this is all people headed in the same direction. If the NFL has a full season and the Chiefs have a chance to defend their world championship, it'll be largely in part to what the Kansas City Chiefs have done themselves to show an example of how this works.
Great information, and
yes,
we're looking forward to visiting you every day this month as we continue throughout the training camp. And we once again, we thank American Ag Credit, and we're glad you're with us again for another August.
Yes, sir.
Love being with you guys. First time I've been with you as a defending world champion. It kind of feels good, to tell you the truth. But tomorrow I'm going to get into how Patrick Mahomes is handling this.
Good.
Because he's a big part of the attitude you guys are talking about.
Absolutely.
Very good.
All right.
Stay healthy,
all right,
Mitch.
All right. And that podcast, Defending the Kingdom Chiefs, just find it. Go. You can skip to the last 15 minutes, but it'll be worth the time.
Sounds great. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.
That is Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, daily with Mitch at 8:15, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
All right, 8:21, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Questionable travel policy in China. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.